The agreement calls on the Army to go back and look at thousands of less than honorable discharges for soldiers who served during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. If they had a condition like post-traumatic stress or a brain injury, they can become eligible to upgrade their discharges and get access to benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs. Joshua Britt is a law school student at Yale University. He helped file the lawsuit at Yale's Veterans Legal Services Clinic to change how the Army handles past and future upgrade requests.
Opening up the possibility of receiving an honorable discharge for our class members can be a very positive thing for them. It opens up a wide range of government benefits they may have been eligible for.
If approved, the settlement would expand reapplication rights for some former soldiers and grant automatic reconsideration for others. The lawsuit started 4 years ago with Iraq War veteran Stephen Kennedy. He came home with depression and PTSD, which spiraled into alcohol abuse and self-harm. The Army gave him a general discharge, blocking him from some veterans' benefits, and denied his upgrade applications until he sued.
You can't get the benefits you need to actually recover from the thing that got you discharged in the first place.
The VA estimates as many as 20% of Iraq War veterans experience PTSD. Honorable discharges are the gold standard among veterans. The designation comes with full access to Veterans Affairs benefits like health care, disability benefits, and higher education. But discharge status isn't just about benefits. Bart Stitchman is with the National Veterans Legal Services Program. He says there's a stigma attached to less than honorable discharges.
If you don't get an honorable, it's a ticket to underemployment, because employers often ask if you served in the military, and if so, what type of discharge did you get? And if it's anything other than honorable, then it's very likely that they won't hire you.
In 2014, the Pentagon directed discharge review boards to give liberal consideration to veterans with PTSD. Stitchman says the military tends to ignore that rule.
Post-traumatic stress disorder, TBI, military sexual trauma that existed while you were in service, that is supposed to be considered as mitigating circumstances that warrant an upgrade. The boards weren't paying any attention to that.
The settlement would bring another big change. The Army Discharge Review Board could conduct upgrade hearings by phone. Joshua Britt at the Legal Services Clinic says the move will make the process much less burdensome for soldiers.
In the past, veterans would have to travel to Washington, D.C. to appear personally before the board. So the telephonic program should expand access.
A federal judge in Connecticut is scheduled to hear public comments March 24th before finalizing the settlement. The director of the Army Review Boards said in a statement the settlement was reached after months of negotiation and called it a fair way to address soldiers' concerns. If it's approved, Kennedy wants to see similar changes made to discharge review boards in the rest of the military.
The fact that the Army is making this change, I think it's really hard to make the argument that the Navy shouldn't be doing the same thing for both, the Navy and the Marines.
Or better yet, Kennedy hopes to eventually break the connection that ties benefits to discharge status. I'm Desiree DiOrio on Long Island.